starting on Samatesim Bays, four lines from the bottom. Hayishnayim, Hoshim Zel Zeh. So the Mishnah says that there's two people which were in Ma'ariv, so they create Issah for each other. So the Mishnah says, Pshita. So the case was that there was five, six people in the Chotzer. Everybody was Ma'ariv except for two of them. And then the other members were mevatel themselves to these two. So at the Mishnah, after you bit, you're left with two people, so you don't have it. You need an heir between the two people, so it's also. So Mor says that's obvious. Now one of the two who had received the rishus from everybody else was mevatel. So now you only have one person who has rishus in the chotzer. It's still aser. I think that case is mutter. When the bittul of the other people was done, it did not generate heter. So their bittul wasn't effective. So therefore, the bittul which he does afterwards doesn't help either. Zirashi, Hayushnayim. That's about seven lines up. Sheshachu v'le'irvu. There were two people, if that, and neither one was ma'ariv. Imashar ubitlu lohen chavrei and reshusin. The other members of the chutz were mevatel to them. So lachos osin shneim zelzeh. They asked each other. The Mor says pshita. They have a tavayu luchudayu mikora havi asir. That if you start out with two, they would ask. So why do you think now it should be any different? So he was a vatal, his rishus to them, and that which he had received from all of the other members of the chotzer, he was also a vatal to them. So I would think that works. Kamashalom, that doesn't work. The ladami, it's not the case where you only had two people to start with.
Skip to
it.
Maratam Elishu. Thank you.
Well,
the Havalu Kichamisha Shirin Bechotzer Vula Irvu, the Mavatli Rishus of the Chad Minai, all five came Mavatli to one person. So, Kamashal, that doesn't work. So, Loidomi, Dilo Hosim, Kochad, Vachad, Mavatli Rishus, each one is Mavatli his Rishus to the other, to the final individual. Al Hokim and the Sharpen Echotzer, Lav Lahai, the Payish, Luchade Babli, they weren't only Mavatli to the final fellow. Elu Tavayo, they're mevatel to both. So Kichar Chad, mevatel Leidoch, Rishusa the day, mevatel Leidoch. Now when he goes and he's mevatel, Rishusa the day, Motzi Lebatule. That which he owned personally, he can give away. Rishusa the Akti Le Chavre, Motzi Lebatule. But he can't give away that which he's received. The Kibin the Idna the Butler who Hanach Kamoi Rishusayu. Because when they were mevatel to him, that bittul wasn't effective. Filochel havi lahai mevatel shayusa b'haychotzer. So this one who's now being mevatel had not received the heter, so he didn't get a bittul which was an effective bittul. Mishum the asri adadi, because there was somebody else who was asred in him. He shouted the bittul kamoy loyhani. So the original bittul didn't work. So he can't take that which he's received and give it away when he didn't really receive anything, because the bittul wasn't an effective bittul. Remember, they don't really give away the rishus. What they're really giving away is the rights to use, you know, in the sense. But that didn't happen because the bittul didn't do anything.
So what happens if one of those two die?
It would be the same. It would be possibly the same thing. Theoretically, the other ones could do a bittul now. Right, but the original bittul wasn't wouldn't be matter. The bittul kamar lo yahani, but he had a mevatel high lematzel like nuye rishus did who he can't be marked their rishus to the other recipient of the bittul, because he didn't really get anything. The holy kanya, he didn't get anything to give away. We look at it as if he never received a rishus which he can now give away. Okay.
Maybe it's just yesterday, but is there Rashi, it seems like Rashi is, can you be dying in Rashi that all these cases are Shoshana, that he forgot? Like, let's say if he purposely went in, I'm not going to do it, and then he would change his mind on Shabbos. And come to Shabbos, which is Hashem, you know what? I want to enjoy. It's not a case where he forgot.
Shouldn't make a difference at all. As long as he agrees to the concept of Erev, if he denies the concept of Erev, it's more complicated. But as long as he agrees, so just, he said, you know, I don't like these guys. And I'd rather, but Dafka not, nobody should carry, you know, despiteful. You know, actually, you know what? The Tshuva. Came Shabbat, the Tshuva. Yeah, it should be the same thing. But the average case would be Shocha. Okay. Shech Noisim Rishus. So the Mishnah, back in the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that one person can give rishus, and noitel rishus. Two people can give rishus; they can't be noitel rishus. Hosulamali. What's this line adding? In noisin, that one person has the ability to give. Tanina, we've learned that. In noitel, that if he's able to take, you. Tanina, we've also learned that. That he can accept rishus from five other people, or he can give his rishus to five other people. Both of those have been said. We're answer sefer itzukal. The chiddush is in the sefer. Shnayim noisin rishus. Two people can give rishus. On hamib pshita, we already said that. Verses no. Madotema ligzer dilma osi lebetuba dehu kamash melon. So if you have two giving to one, maybe we should say two can't give to one, because then we'll end up with somebody giving to two. People will think the same way two can give, so two can receive. Therefore, I think we make such a gzera commercial, and we don't say that. That's what it wants to stress. So Krashi, nois intinina, shalahem mutzer loy, balahen. So he gave away his rishus, and now the Mishnah said, everybody can carry. We love the bottle lay. If his rishus wasn't effectively given away, so my mystery, why is it mutter? Little tinina, not so loy, alma yachin, not the rishus. One person can receive a rishus. The worst is the chiddush is the shnaim noisin. What's the chiddush? Ligs are the mevatel, ino li yachid, also the memor, nami yachid mevatel, the shnaim. So I would think that the other way around is also acceptable. Therefore, the Mishnah stresses, which is not true. We don't make such a gzeira. So shnayim noisin rishus ve'ein noitel in rishus. So the chiddush is even though ve'ein noitel rishus, still they can be noisin rishus. Ve'ein noitel rishus. So normally, somebody already said that ve'ein noitel rishus. That if there's two people, it's also, so that basically said that Shnaim can't receive a rishus, it doesn't work. The kiddush over here is Kani Amanas Lahaknas. So there is five people to start with, two are not Ma'ariv. So the three go and they give to one of the two and they say, hey, listen, we're giving our rishus to you, with the intent that you should then take it and give it to the other fellow. You've been given it with the purpose of then giving it, turning around and giving it to the other person. So maybe that which he can't be marked, the rishus, is when they gave it to him and they tried to say that should be the end, but that wasn't effective. But if they gave it with the expressed intent that he should then turn around and give it to the other person, with the final result of being only one person, I think maybe that works. Kamashal, it doesn't work either. Okay, let's see Rashi.
Change of language from Yotob and Lotain,
Good morning, Jonathan. Russell. Good morning.
Change of language from Lotain to Lotain to Liknot. Anything to read into that?
My assumption is, because we've been using Lashon, we've been losing the Lashon back and forth, but the phrase Kinyamas Lahaknas is the phrase which is used in Shas and other scenarios. Well, there's specifically referring to Kinyan, so we'll refer to it over here.
And then, so you can't do it on the condition that he's going to do another Kinyan.
do another haknua.
Which means everybody's got to be the same person.
The first step of the bittul has to be to one recipient. Zakrashi, Nevein Ratlin Rishus Lamali, Hoytanele, Hoyushnaim Moisin Zelzet. It says if the final two, you have two people left at the end, it's going to be Osir. Let's see. Mishisera Lashmin, the Kiddush of the extra point of the Mishnah was the Filo Omrule Kamoi, the original Mavatlim say, Kani Amanas Lahaknas. We're giving it to you with just for the express intent that you then turn around and give it to somebody else. And then he did that. Long mystery, it's not mutter. High basra, the final fellow is not mutter now to carry. The matatema shlicha shavino, it's as if they made him a shliach. So they basically all gave it to him that he should go give it to the other person. Since he didn't receive any heter, he can't turn around and give it away. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Chamisha shurim b'chotzer achas v'shocha chechad mehen b'la yiriv. So he's doing bittul. So it means there's five people. Four of them have made an eruv, and so the lomus of eruv is we look at them really now as one unit. And one person did not join, so now he's being mevatel. So how does a bittul work? So you say, listen, he made an eruv. They made an eruv. They're one unit. So if they're one unit, he can do a bittul to one of them. Any one of them is doing a bittul to all of them, because they all are one unit. So any one individual represents the unit. Or no, he has to be mevatel to each individual person. Kishu mevatel reshus leitzarich levatel lechol echad ve'echad. Does he need to be mevatel to every individual person? So he says he has to speak out. I'm mevatel my reshus to Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Or he says I'm mevatel. He goes to Reuven. I'm mevatel my reshus to you, and that automatically means everybody else, because each person represents the unit. So this is what Abaye asked Rabba. Rabba said back, "Tzarich levatel lechol echad ve'echad." We had this before in Daf Chavah. We were medaked. Eliezer Shita was not like that. That one bittul works for everybody. Eliezer the Tana holds that bittul one bittul sufficient. And the Rabbanu over there seem to hold not like that, like Rabbi is saying. Eisvei. Ke'echad shelo irev, noisim reshus shelo echad. The Brisa says that one person was not married, he can give away his reshus le'echad she'irev to another person, to the other person who made an erev. So one is giving to one. She'irev, which has made an erev. Two people made an erev, can give to one person who didn't make an erev. Two people which are not ma'ariv can give a reshus to two people which were ma'ariv, or the echad shlo erev, or to one who wasn't. So if you have three people who weren't ma'ariv, two of the three can give away their reshus to one. Aval loy echad she'irev. We have a case of one which was irev can't give away to one which wasn't irev. And shnayim which were irvu can't give away reshus to shnayim shelo irvu, because you're giving it to two. And shnayim shelo irvu noisim reshus on the shnayim shelo irvu. And two can't give two. If four people didn't give, nobody made an eruv. Two can't give to two. You end up with two people having it, which doesn't work. Okay, Tani Mias Reisha. The first case was echad shelo irev, noisim reshus on echad she'irev. One person, which was lo irev, can give his reshus to one person, which is irev. Now, he was irev means he was irev with somebody. So, I mean, there had to be at least three people. So A is giving reshus to B, who was irev with C. He's giving to B, which means he doesn't have to give to B and C. He says one, it was Lo'ir, he can give to one, it was Erev. which l'chara means that that act is sufficient to make him mutter, even though this one was iriv with other people. Giving it to one person is sufficient. So you see, you don't need to be about the reshus the chol achas v'achas. There's nobody else there. Bahadei with this with B. Bahadi man iriv. So who was B ma'ariv with? Alapshita the ika achrina bahadei means there was at least another person called C there. V'ktani le'echad she'irev. Abaya says it. You see from the Braise, it says it that A can give to B, and that's it. Even though there's a C, so you see, you don't need bitl the chalachas v'achas. V'Rabba, so Rabba, how does Rabba answer this Braise? Hachav Mayaskinen the Hava umis. The case was there was B and C, and B and C had made an eruv, and then C dies. So now all you're left with is A and B. So A can be mevatel to B. Or says, okay, either have or miss, if that was the case of the bride, means the case of the bride, it was referring to a scenario where the other member of the Erev has died. Well, let's look at, let's see how it plays out in the other cases of the bride. I will ain echad she'irev, noisim reshusul echad shelo irev. So the Bryce's saver was, but the one who was Erev can't give Rishus to one which wasn't Erev. Now, if the one was Erev, which is B, is giving Rishus to A, and C is dead, Mida Havu Miss, if C has died, am I low? So now it's just Lilith left with two people, so B can give away Rishus to A. The problem was when it's B and C, they can't give away Rishus, but if you tell me C is dead, so what's the problem? Elabshita, the case has to be obviously the Issei that the other person is still here. So therefore, it's B and C. So B can't give his rishus to A. Doesn't help. Umida Seifa Issei. If the case of the Seifa was that there was another individual there, so Reshanami Issei. The Resh also was a case there was somebody else there, and it says that A can be mevatel to B, even though there's a C. So it's a kasha and rabba. So that's the Morris Kasha. Morris says, no, mediator, does it have to be so? How can he say? The Bryce is talking about different cases. The Rashi and the Sefer are talking about different cases. Means, you would read the Bryce correctly. What it's saying is that there are scenarios which this could be so. You know, so there's a scenario where this could be so, a scenario where this could be so. Right? But and there are scenarios where this is not so, and scenarios where that is not so. Versus Teda, that Hokinisa, Hokinisa. Tony Sefer, the ratio. It says Mishnaim Shlo Irvu, Noisin Mishuson, Mishnaim Shlo Irvu. The Shnayim in. So the Morse says, it says Lishnayim in Leechadloi. It says the two Shelo Irvu give the Rishus to two. Well, according to your theory, Abaya, that the Brisa's Shita is that one person can accept the Bittul representing the whole unit. So why do they have to give Rishus to two? They should give Rishus to one, and that's it. So why does the say Shnayim she lo irvu give rishus l'shnayim she irvu? Which is Shnayim she irvu give rishus l'echad she irvu. Sheirav l'echad loy, it doesn't work. So you see from that the Bryce is saying like me. So alright, what's the other case? The other case has to be the other person had died. Vabaya. So what does Abaye say back to that? Omar Abaye says, "My lebeis." When it says "shnayim shelo ervu," give rishus to shnayim she'ervu. It means le'echad mibeis. It means there's two who have been ma'arev, and they give rishus to one of the two.
Where are you on that?
Where am I? I'm more about halfway down. The Mora says, "Ihachi." If that would be pshat in the brayso, ethnicity, we should say in the Braisa, Le'echad She'erav. In other words, why did we change the language? Your sheet is you have to be mevatel kol echad ve'echad. And that's how you're looking up the Braisa, because the first case of the Braisa immediately was Echad Shloi Erav gave Rishus to Echad She'erav, which means there was somebody else there. And there it calls it Le'echad She'erav. Doesn't mean echad mi bay, and when there's two people, it says le'echad she'erav, because by definition, means erav, there's two people. And now in the Seif it's saying you're mevatel to shnayim she'erav, which means one of the two. Right? Abaya's shita was that the brayso holds you're mevatel to one of the two, and that's sufficient. You don't have to mevatel to everybody. So the language changed from the Reisha to the Seif, meaning the same thing according to you. Yachal listening to Echad She'erav, or Echad Shloi Erav. The same way in the Reisha it used Lashon Echad She'erav. Over here also it could have said in this case. Shnayim She'erav Lashon Meshusan Echad Shloi Erav. So the correct way to say that phrase should have been Shnayim Shlo Erevu Nosim Meshusan LeEchad She'erav or LeEchad Shlo Erev. Based on the way that the Reisha writes, that line in the Braisa should have been Shnayim Shlo Erevu Nosim Meshusan LeEchad She'erav or LeEchad Shlo Erev. That would have been a much better way of writing it, according to you. What it actually does write is Shnayim Shlo Erevu, Nosim Meshusan LeShnayim She'erevu, or LeEchad Shlo Erev. But according to you, Abai, why did write it like that? So where's this kasha? It's a question. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Echad Shlo Erev. It's the first Rashi in the narrow lines. Yeah.
One person doesn't need an Erev.
One person doesn't need an Erev.
Let's see, there's multiple personalities.
As long as they get along, they're okay. In other words, the whole idea of Erev, the problem behind the Erev is each person's home is their individual home, and there's a common area which is shared by other people. So people's minds, they refer to the person's house as their private domain. The common area is a public domain. So people say, oh, you're allowed to care for Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim. That's how people would say that colloquially. Now, in Halacha, that would be a very imprecise usage of the terms. But the problem is in people's minds, that that's how you speak colloquially. We say, well, that means you're allowed to carry from a private domain to a public domain. They're going to then carry from their house into this 600,000, because you're allowed to carry to a public domain. So the rabbi said, that's called Rishus HaRabim. You're allowed to carry it there. So, but once it's right, that's what people will think. So we said, no, you can't carry from your private domain to a public domain. So, but if it's only private, if the outside area is also private, so there's no need for an area. Echad Shlo Erev. So Rashi could go in. Gimel de Yurim b'chotzer. There's three people in the chotzer. Hashtayim Erevu. Two of the three got together. Vashlish Shlo Erev. The third person did not join. So he can be mevatel the echad min ha'ma'arvin umoter. He can be the Echad Shlo Erev to mevatel to one of the two, which is Ma'arev. The high Behari Chavre Erev, because that the recipient of the Bittul already has done an Erev with the other fellow. And that's it. Almain Tzar Levatel, El Lechel, the Kulo Havi Kechad. We see that when he does his Bittul to one of the two, it works for both. Mishnayim Shelo Erev will nice the Meshusim the Shnayim Adorim Imahem. The two which were not Ma'ariv can both be Mavatal simultaneously to the two which were Ma'ariv, which were there V'Erevu. So that'd be the case that there were four people in the Chatzar, two were Ma'ariv, two weren't. The two which were not Ma'ariv can be Mavatal, the two which were Ma'ariv. Or the Yachid Shishi Hadorim Imahem, or if you had three people and two were not Ma'ariv, they can be mevatel to the third person, but there's no Erev at all in that case. Well, Erev loy hu v'loy hen, there's no Erev in that scenario. Three people live there, nobody's made an Erev, so two of the three can be mevatel to the third. Avel ein echad she'irev im echad, a person who made an Erev, noisen reshus l'yachid shlishi shedari mahem v'loy Erev. So Reuben and Shimon made an Erev, Levi didn't. So Reuben can't go and give away his rishus to Levi. Because when Shimon gives away his rishus to Levi, what about Reuben? So then there's Reuben here. Or they can't give away the shnayim shelo ervu. You can't give away the two. So Rabbi answers the Havo Miss. Now, the Rashi is going to deal with a question over here. The more is going to talk about what when a person dies, he has a Yorish. So what status does the Yorish have vis-a-vis the property? A person dies in Shabbos. Now, the Yorish is automatic. So now, immediate, it's automatic. So it's still owned by somebody who was, if the father was Ma'ariv, so then the Yarvish is part of that Erev. So what'd you accomplish? You still have two people, and he needs to move out the Rishos of Cholecha Be'echad, according to Rab. So here's the case. The Rabbah is going to have to tell the case of B'shiyara Shechotz of Abika. We had way back when there's a case that they're traveling, they stopped in Abika, V'hikifua Chotz, and they made it. They enclosed themselves. Menot Hashem Ish, although each person put up their tents, they made an Erev Mukulah. That was the case. Chimeis, in such a scenario, in the Yarshiv Shom Klum, he doesn't really own anything over there. They didn't really own the Chatz. It was a hefker area which they enclosed. You can't say when he dies, his Yarsh takes over his property. Ain't no property there to take over. Because Diba Chatz Mamish, Haika Yarshiv. If when the father was alive, the bittul did not work because there was, he owns mevatel to one of the two, and the father says who's here needs a bittul which didn't happen. Therefore, there's an isser. So when he dies, the yarish will take over that same problem. So inonami asri. Okay.
So, I mean, let's say they did an Erev. I guess the Erev is effective. Once it's effective, Erev Shabbos, it's effective all of Shabbos. But I guess you could have a situation where you have, they had Bittul on Shabbos, and then the one who was Mevatel died, and it's now the Yorshim.
It's the same thing. His Bittul was effective, so the Yorshim were taking over a situation of Bittul. So they have no power with them. Tato, Sarabas says that, I'll prove you so that I'm right. That may ratio, you probably gives a ratio. Takes out the mem. What?
I have duration.
Duration. Okay, I have may ratio. It's strange. The Havu missed us in the case of the ratio has to be that he was there and he died. The Isay, Sarakla Hai Levatula, that you have to be involved with him because it says that Echod Shalo Erev is Mavatel Shnayim She'erev, which means he's Mavatel to both of them. Okay. The Tony Saber the Rashi.
Mavatel Le'echad She'erev.
Shnayim shall erev noisim reshusim l'shnayim she'ervu. Reish it says, save the reish, reish the masnisa ad avo. Chadabavihi. He'll save the hahi currently save the reish. So the brice that we're looking at the brice is two units. And this is the last part of the first unit. It's the shnayim shall ervu. Armavatol l'shnayim she'ervu. Means only to l'shnayim. Lechaloi. But you can't; they cannot be mevatel to one of the two which are erav. The circle vatel chol echad ve'echad. You have to mevatel to each one.
Where are you?
In Rashi.
Where
are you? Just finished Rashi. The et lechad loy. Ihachi. First one in the line. So Rashi says, what does it mean? It means le'echad mi beis. It says lebeis means leechad mi beis. And Morris says, well, then the correct phrase should have been listening leechad she'erav. It says two which were loy erav kimevato. The lush of the brice as written is lishnayim she'ervu or leechad she'lo erav. But I would suggest, according to you, a much better language is leechad she'lo erav. Listening leechad she'erav kedatani bereisha. No, you're not in the train. You know, if you said echad she'erav means there was two, and both in maharif, they never blush time. Obviously, or echad she'erav, say with he. That's the end of that case. That's the case of the brayso, and I think it would be much more clear if you wrote it the same way as the ratio. So he says kash. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to go back and go through the brayses step by step, and discuss what's the point of each case. And the more is going to work out how, according to Baya, what's the point of each case, and according to Rabbi, what's the point of each case.
It's interesting that the Gemara starts out that Abaya asked a question to Rabbi, but it seems over here that he seems to have his own opinion. Supposed to Rabbi. So the language at the beginning that he's asking a question, he's not sure or doesn't know, and wants to get information, seems to be different than explaining that he has his own opinion.
This is a question. My guess is the way it seems. Abaye asked the question. Abaye got an answer. Then Abaye afterwards thought about the fact that this price seemed to indicate not like that. I mean, had he thought about the implication of the price, he shouldn't have had a question to start with. The way he understood the price, right? So either he wasn't. He only became aware of the price afterwards. He thought about the implications of the price afterwards. That's what I would assume. I don't know. That's a good point. Okay.
Maybe that was just his way of, you know, he was like, look, I've got my own point of view, but, you know, what do you think?
I can't tell you for sure, but just from the general usage of the boimineian shots, and usually it means that he's, you know, sincerely asking a question, you know, he's coming to present, I don't know, what's the halacha, as opposed to I have an opinion type of a thing. I can't tell you that it doesn't exist in shots, that I wouldn't be bold enough to say that, but I don't remember it like that. Okay. Some more cases. Some more said kasha. Echad. Now let's go to the brayso. Echad shloi erav noisin reshusa leechad she'erav. So that's the first case of the brayso. Labaya the isay. According to Labaya, the case was that both people were alive. Kamashlam the ein tzarik levatim reshusa cholecha be'echad. And the chiddush goof is this point that the bitta which he does to one recipient is sufficient. He doesn't need to mevatel to both. The rabba, the case was the hava umis, that there had been two, and now one had died. So he's only left with one person, and therefore the bittul works. So what's the chiddush? So So one can be vatal to one, and that's not a chiddush. We know it works. Well, like Gazer Zimin the Isay, that maybe we should say when you only do bittul to one, in a case where there originally was two, it was getting a Shabbos, and there was an Erev, maybe we should not allow this case because where people will think you can move out to one person from an Erev. So they'll allow that in a scenario where there is two and you only move out to one of the two. So we don't make that Erev. Okay. Then it continues and it says, Shnayim she'erbu nosu reshusin le'echad shelo erav. That's the next case in the Braisa. What's a pshita? Where's the man came a kima in the lo erav? Look to say that we should say there was in the first scenario the non-ma'arev is giving away his rishus to the ma'arev. Here the chiddush is that the ma'arevin giving away the rishus to the non-ma'arev. So I said, why should he be the yachson over here and receive? So he said that they away the Arab don't carry and he does carry. We shouldn't allow this. We're not bothered with that. Okay, then it says the next case is Shnayim Shelo Erevu, Nosim Shus on the Shnayim Sheervu. Bei Shelo Erevu, Nosim Shus on the Shnayim Sheervu. Okay, so what's that case for? The Rabbah Tana Sefer, Leglia Reisha, because Rabbah brought this case, this is the case where we see that you need Bittul to each individual person. And therefore, the Reisha has to be a case of the person died. So this case is Megal to me Pshat on the Reish. Labaya. So you have to one. It meant one of the two. So what's the chiddush of this case? So Beishlo Ervu Itzuchale. So the case was two people had not been ma'ariv. Two people have been ma'ariv, and the two who were not ma'ariv can be mevatel to the two which were ma'ariv by giving to one of the two. So more so that's the kiddush. Beis or every tzuchalei kusachat lamina legs are dilma osi lebetulei lahu kamash v'lon. So we know you can't be mevatel to two. So maybe, which were not ma'ariv. So maybe we should say we should not allow two which were not ma'ariv to be mevatel, because people think if they can mevatel to them, they can mevatel to them, which is not true. K'mashmalon, we say no. Two which were ma'ariv can be mevatel to the two which were ma'ariv, and two which were ma'ariv cannot be mevatel to the two which were not ma'ariv. You can't do that. Okay. Okay. Next case of the Brisa was on the echad shelo erav. So that's two which were not ma'ariv can be mevatel to one which was not ma'ariv. It means the case of there was three to start with, nobody made an erev, and two can be mevatel to the third. What's the chiddush of that? Malotem hani mili that you do bittul hechle miksos and irvu miksos and lo irvu. There was the kind of chazal of Erev had been fulfilled, but we had a problem. Somebody didn't join, so chazal introduced the concept called bittul. But in the case of lahech of the kulan lo irvu, liknesino kadesh lo tishkach ataris Erev. So this really could potentially undermine the whole idea of Erev. So listen, especially if we hold mevalim because we're mevalim. So right, so. What if we have to contribute bread every week, right? So a better idea, nobody should be mevatel, nobody should be ma'ariv, we'll all be mevatel to you, you'll do your thing, you'll be mevatel, you know, we'll take turns, right? So if it works, that might happen, so that would undermine Teres Erev, so we should not allow this whole scenario. Kamashal and the Chazal did not say that.
I mean, I wonder, you know, how strong that concern would be anyway, because vatel, you actually, you know, are lacking in right. It's not a good situation for you if you're vatel.
That's true. Again, the mitzvah should be behold mevatlin because of mevatlin. Right, for sure. So, like, you know, it's not, you know. You know, if you get three cheapskates together, this is a great, you know, listen, you know, people are willing to do a lot of tircha to save money. You know?
Yeah, it's like their transactions cost.
Chazal weren't, people weren't bothered by tircha of Bisman Chazal.
Yeah.
Life was full of tircha. Money was an issue, you know. So we could have argued that. That's the four cases of the ratio. Kamash, we don't say that. Let's hold that in the Gemara. Should we try and do the Rashi's? Let's hold it here.